This is JIS News. Coming up, government to lobby UN for increased efforts to tackle human trafficking, national cybersecurity strategy launched, and small businesses urged to formalize their operations. The news in detail after this message.
My mother send me go live with Uncle George and him family so them can send me go school. Them say them soon send me, but me have to work first. My work hard, you see. Mommy say me must make them send me back cause she not have nowhere to put me. So me wash and clean. The only thing is that sometimes them beat me. But them say them will send me go school next year if me work good. Me I go work hard cause me want go school.
Domestic servitude is human trafficking. Human trafficking is modern-day slavery. Call 811 or the nearest police station if you suspect something. Let's unite to end human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says Jamaica will begin to stridently lobby the United Nations for international action against human trafficking. Mrs. Simpson-Miller says Jamaica has consistently lobbied the UN over the years for the lifting of the U.S. trade embargo against Cuba. However, with the United States and Cuba moving to normalize diplomatic relations, the government's lobby efforts will now shift towards reducing the number of children becoming victims of human trafficking.
I'll continue to speak out against human trafficking and trafficking of our children and our children across the globe in some countries being introduced to prostitution. I think the men and women of the world who love children, who are the future, should stand up in their defense.
The Prime Minister was speaking to members of the Congressional Black Caucus CBC in the United States House of Representatives, other leaders in Congress, and the officials of the IMF and the U.S. Department of State at Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. earlier this week. Government has launched its national cybersecurity strategy to stem the growing cases of cyber criminal activity. Speaking at the launch Wednesday, State Minister in the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Julian Robinson, announced that among the strategies being implemented to combat cyber criminal activity is the setting up of a computer emergency response team.
We have been engaged in a number of workshops and training courses to ensure that we have persons who are as up to date with the persons who are on the other side of the law. We are providing the training and the capacity building so that we have Jamaicans who have the capabilities to deal with these threats.
The National Cybersecurity Strategy launch was held at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in Kingston on Wednesday. Micro, small and medium-sized enterprise MSME operators are being urged to take immediate steps to formalize their businesses. This appeal from Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton. Minister Hilton says once members of the sector formalize their operations, they will be able to access tremendous benefits locally and internationally. He adds that the ministry, through various methods, will be moving to encourage MSMEs to start thinking globally, even if they continue to act locally.
While we may be local in terms of our location, the reality is that today we can no longer limit ourselves to the market in our communities and the country as a whole. Today, the world is your market. No matter how small your business may be, we must think global.
Minister Hilton was speaking at the launch of the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC's Mobile Business Clinic initiative in Savannah Lamar, Westmoreland. The three-day clinic, which ends today, January 29, is being staged under the theme, Strengthening the Capacity of Jamaican MSMEs. And Jamaicans are being encouraged to vote for their favorite public sector entity or individual in the public sector competition. The biennial event, staged by the Cabinet Office through the Public Sector Transformation and Modernization Unit, PSTM, is part of the government's initiative to highlight quality service within the public sector. The deadline for submission of votes is March 31.
Please go out to the organizations and vote or go online on the Cabinet Office website at cabinet.gov.jm. And if it is that you do get a call from the Cabinet Office in our island-wide telephone survey, please participate because the information that you give us is very useful to help us in managing our customer service program.
Modernization Specialist, Customer Service Development in the Office of the Cabinet, Michelle Gordon Somers. She was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Wednesday. The Public Sector Customer Service Program focuses on ensuring that continuous improvement of its services is maintained as a priority in its operations. That was the JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.